This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and everything lost. And there's no one to pound. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine, and it's about living our potential. What is your potential? Your potential is what is on the inside of you. It's what you haven't really tapped into yet. And on this show, we want to help you do that. We want to help you live well and become the best version of you. And the great thing is that health is the vehicle to do that. Our health is our greatest wealth. And to protect our health, to take care of our health, is what's going to make the difference. It's what's going to take you to the next level, and it's what's going to be the greatest tool that you can use to be able to get there. Whether it's your family, your kids, your grandkids, your work, whatever you've been called to do, our health is really the vehicle that'll take you there to get you there. And so we want to take care of that. And our potential has to do with our abilities. So the reason taking care of our health is so important is you want to be able to have the energy and have the vitality and have the ability to be able to pursue and do the things that you know you're designed to do and haven't even touched yet. There's people in their 50s and 60s that haven't even scratched the surface of who they are. And you don't want to get into your 80s and 90s and live a life of regret. Regret is really, I think, the worst disease or health challenge that we even face today. I think that's the worst. That is the greatest. That's greater than cancer, is regret. And I think that that's what plagues many and hurts so many, is living that life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Let's get on the phones and kick off with Louie. Hi, Louie.
I have ITP, and I have some questions about that on treatment.
Hey, Louie. So ITP, a couple things to think about. With ITP, really you want to focus on the inflammatory effects, okay? Because at the bottom of that, or really at the baseline of that, you've got to make sure that the gut health itself is healthy, because that's the foundation. Remember, we can sit around and talk about the kind of the symptoms, if you will. I always call them the branches of the tree, or you can really get back into the root of what's going on with someone. And that's kind of the foundation. That's where it all starts. It all starts down with kind of the baseline of the gut health. Inflammation, are the factors high, are they not? And what can you do to really build that up and to keep it healthy? And then one of the first things you do, of course, is get your eating right. And lots of probiotic-based foods, fermented foods are really good in this case. The other thing that's important are digestive enzymes. We don't break down the foods that we eat hardly at all. Even organic foods, we don't. So to get down to something like that, the enzymes are going to be super important. And not only that, making sure you have a variety. So there's things like lipase, which break down the fats better. Okay, protease, which breaks down the proteins. And then, of course, the plant-based enzymes are the best for most of the carbohydrates that we consume. So it's getting a well-rounded, whether you use a supplement, there are certain food sources you can do for that. But it depends on what you want to do to get that result. But that's a big piece. And then covering everything. That's why part of the foundational four that we talk about is so important with a good whole food multivitamin, multimineral. If you don't have that, then you're not getting a little bit of everything that you need. And that's so vital in a case like this. Now, once you get that foundation there for at least about an 8-week period, you want to get someone, and one of our providers can help you if you need help with that, but you need to get someone to check and see what your overall nutritional deficiencies are. That is the key, okay? The deficiencies play a significant role in what you're dealing with, and that has to be taken care of. That has to be kind of an overall push that you need to do. So that would be your first and foremost. So make sure that you figure out what those deficiencies are. Because the weak areas, your body's going to have weak areas and strong areas, always. So you got to figure out what the weak areas are and what the strong areas are, and then build a game plan around that. Okay? Once you get that started, keep us posted and let me know. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Trisha in Detroit said, I'm 56. And I'm in good health. My concern is that my blood pressure is 124 over 80. My doctor said it's okay, but what do you say? It's fine. 124 over 80 is great. I mean, the numbers are varying a little bit. Some doctors like to see it at 115 over 75, but that 120 over 80 mark is the gold standard. I mean, it is what we call our normal range. And even if it bumps up to 124 or goes down to 115, it's still in that normal variant where everything's okay. The number that's more concerning to many doctors and in medical care is the lower number. When the lower number starts creeping up to 85, 90, 95, when it starts cranking up that way, that's where you got to get concerned. And that's where everybody's light bulb and radar really starts going off, because the top number can go up, and you got to keep track on that. Don't get me wrong. Okay, you can't have those numbers jumping way high. That top number can go up, and you can manage that a lot easier. That lower number starts going up, it becomes challenging sometimes with certain people. So I would keep an eye on that. But right now, from what the standards of care are, it's looking good, as they would say. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you haven't checked out the podcast, make sure to check it out. You can get the podcast anywhere you find podcasts. So iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, any of your favorite spots, you can go there, catch the podcast. And a lot of people wanted to redo the show. They're like, oh, I didn't write everything down you said. Well, you can get it on the podcast. Download it, okay? Subscribe so you get the download. You can download it, listen to it. We put a podcast up every day. So we're one of the few. We put up podcasts every day. You can catch it every day. We've also got special content that we put in there. We've got special interviews with celebrities and sports figures and whatnot. So you really, really want to get subscribed to that. It's something that will be an encouragement to you every day and be a real blessing to you every day. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So smoking, they're saying, and teen drinking is on the decline, which is kind of cool, because a lot of times you see that it can be going up, and we have been over the last several years. But Penn State did a study, and they said researchers reviewed about 600,000 high school seniors in their substance abuse between a time period of the 70s all the way to now, and they said the results showed an increase in marijuana use, particularly among African-American teens. The study also found a significant decline in cigarette use in Caucasian teens. Okay, so they said that now, in the most recent years, there's been about a 25% drop in cigarette usage and alcohol usage, which I think is really cool. That's great. So at least any campaigns that are going on, and hopefully cultural shifts and cultural change, are making a difference in those areas, and that can be huge. So kudos to all the work that's being done in that area. You're listening to AsaRx, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4100. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website and get AsaRx.com. This show is all about you. Do you know that? We want to help you live your potential and help you become the best version of you. That's what this whole thing is about. Healthy University is our, if you haven't done Healthy University, I'm telling you right now, that is the sweet spot. That's the bread and butter. That's what takes you from where you are to where you need to be. Healthy University is our system that will teach you everything you need to know about your health. You go through it. You graduate from it. It is really our sweet spot to help people go to the next level with their health and life. Hey, if you want to be healthier, but you want to understand what it takes to be successful with your health, the habits that it takes, because it's habits. These are all habits to become more of who you are and more of who you were designed to be. And it comes with habits. Health is not just something that just happens, right? Health is intentional, and it's intentional with everything that we do every single day. Our choices matter. They make a difference. And our health really depends on the choices that we make every day. One of the big keys I've been jumping on, the wagon I'm on, is to help eradicate diabetes. It's one of the leading health challenges outside of heart disease and cancer. It's like the next one that's just really wreaking havoc across the world, not just in America. And we've got to do something to stop it. So there's so many people that are undiagnosed. They need help, and they need, we've got to come up with a good plan and prevention and program to be able to do that. I'm working with a great organization right now called The Root Cause. And we've got a kind of a global initiative that we're working on to create screening processes all around the country and in other countries as well as the United States. So you'll hear more about that. You'll definitely see more about it on the web with me for sure. So let's talk about diabetes. I want to get into a couple things and the do's and the don'ts of diabetes. So I'll give you seven of them. All right. Because there's a lot of things that people don't know about diabetes that you need to know. So number one is you want to say bye-bye to some of the diets out there. The big, hey, diabetes-friendly diet that's really still junk food, but they just change out the ingredients, but it's still processed food. You really want to be careful with that. Go with a whole food-based plan like the anti-inflammatory diet. Remember, if man touches it, man messes with it, it's probably not that great when it comes to food. The way God originally designed food is probably the best way to go, okay? More than likely, that's probably a good way to go. So, again, portion sizes are important, but it's about balance. So equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all that can be a big factor in what your body needs. Giving your body what it needs, that's the key when it comes to your eating. Okay, now let's talk about fat for just a minute. Here's the other do and the don't. So a lot of people think fat is bad. Fat causes fat. Fat can make you fat, and fat's bad. But it's not. So if you want to lose weight, you actually have to eat fat. Yep, I just said that. I did. So carbohydrates contain fewer calories than fats, but you need the fats because the fats trigger certain hormonal responses in the body that we need to be able to function well. So you really want to get enough of the fat grams in the system from good healthy sources, almonds, walnuts, avocados, macadamia nuts, all of that. And what happens is when you eat a protein and a fat together, even if you have a carbohydrate like a whatever, sweet potato, it's not going to cause the blood sugar to rise as much because the fat and the protein buffer how much the blood sugar is going to rise. So you always want to have an equal balance in that, and you'll do much, much better. Now, the made-for-diabetes foods are, I'm not a big fan. All right, so if that's your company, that's cool. I'm just not into it because you're making everything, a lot of times they make everything taste good, but they're still adding artificial sweeteners and whatnot to it that still trigger the same insulin kind of response in the body. We know that. So, again, go back to whole foods. Whole food, natural organic foods in the way they were originally designed is the best way to go. It really is. More than anything, I mean, if you have diabetes, and really if you have anything going on, I mean, if you want to avoid anything, your whole food eating track is the best way to do it. No doubt about it. It's the better way to go all the way around. Find an activity, too, that suits you, that fits you. So whether you want to be a bit more active to start with, or you have a formal exercise routine that you like, you have a group exercise thing that you like to do, whatever. YMCAs are great. They've got some really good fitness classes now. And of course, you can find other places like Orange Theory Fitness. I mean, there's some really cool Iron Tribe. There's some great places out there. Fit Body Boot Camp. Good friend of mine owns that. It's one of those, just get something that you enjoy and that you'll be consistent with. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, for me, I don't like classes. For me, I like to be by myself in the gym with my headphones on, and I don't want to be talked to. I want to be left alone, and I want to do my thing. Like, that is my deal. That is my anchor. It's my form of sanctuary. Like, that is my time. So I do that on my own, nobody around. That's it. So I don't like a training partner. I don't do any of that. So that's my thing. So some people love the class. They like to go in and socialize and get on the bike and ride with 18 people. That's cool. Do what you like to do. But find something you do that you'll be consistent at. The consistency is what the key is. That's what the key. So the other thing is keep track of your medicine and supplies. Don't ever get off track with your medicine. Whatever your doctor has you on, stay on it. And then work your way out of it. So work your way in your lifestyle so much that you don't need the medicine eventually. And they'll take you off that. So know that you're the most important member of your medical team, too. Like, stay on top of who you are. Right? So stay on top of what you know. Be in charge of your health. Be on top of the numbers. Don't just rely on everybody else. Do your research. Know that you're an integral part of the team. You're not just showing up like some patient piece of meat and everybody's telling you what to do. Like, you don't live like that. Okay? You need to be a part of this team as well. Like, you need to be a part of the game as well. And that's just where you need to be. So step up your game, be a part of it, and make it happen. And that's the key to overall success and overall health in that. So diabetes is something that can be overcome. Just so you know, it's one of the number one health challenges that if you get diagnosed, you can get undiagnosed. Like, type 2 diabetes is so much like that. It can be undone. So I want to encourage you, if you've been diagnosed, all you got to do is start getting your lifestyle in order, make some really good habits, and you'll be rocking and rolling. So be encouraged. The diabetes is something that you definitely can overcome. 888-283-7272. If you haven't got a free copy of our book, go to myfreehealthbook.com. Myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send you a free copy of the hardback book. And all you got to do is cover the shipping. This is Asa RX. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has ordered an airstrike in Syria along the border with Iraq, targeting infrastructure that's utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups. The Pentagon said the U.S. military airstrike in eastern Syria was in retaliation for the deadly rocket attack in Iraq last week that killed a coalition contractor and wounded several Americans. The strike targeted buildings used by the Iranian-backed militias that in the past have targeted American facilities in Iraq. There's been another new variant detected of the coronavirus in New York City. Pfizer and Moderna are already modifying vaccines to target the South African variant. And both companies are also testing a third booster shot of the original formula to see if it will offer more protection against the virus and its variants. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The House has passed one of President Biden's top legislative priorities, a bill that would extend protections against discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The bill, called the Equality Act, or House Resolution 5, was approved 224-206 in a floor vote. Introduced in the House and Senate last week, the proposal aims to close gaps in current federal civil rights laws to protect the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland said the measure would codify into law the changes to expand discrimination protections for American LGBTQ communities. He told reporters, "We think it's the right thing to do." The U.S. Supreme Court extended workplace protections for the LGBTQ community in a ruling last summer. But advocacy groups such as the National Women's Law Center said the language granting those protections are still not spelled out in federal laws. Congressman David Cicilline, who introduced the bill in the House, said it would provide protections in employment, education, credit, jury service, federal funding, housing, and public accommodations. The bill faces considerably more uncertainty in the Senate, where Democrats hold a one-vote advantage. They would need, however, several Republicans to vote in favor of the bill to invoke cloture and end a GOP-led filibuster. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices that we make every single day, they matter. We want to help you become the best version of you here. So ACRX, that's what it's about. Living your potential and becoming the best version of you. That's the key. All right, so let's jump into the phones in just a minute. I want to talk about having a healthy relationship with exercise, because I think many times we don't. I think it's the one area that our providers that work with people, they struggle with it the most, because it's the one thing you can't handhold somebody in. You can tell them, hey, you need to exercise here, there, and everywhere. But if you're not with them, sometimes the motivation level can be a little bit challenging. So that's one piece that we really start to really focus in on. So I want to talk about that in just a moment. But first, I want to get over to the phones. I see you guys waiting there. Let's go to Allison first. Hi, Allison.
My daughter has cancer. They found the lump in her breast, but it's not breast cancer. It's lymphoma cancer, and she's in the fourth stage. but she doesn't want to have chemotherapy or radiation. So I just wanted to know what she needed to do as far as not taking medicine or anything. I mean, not taking the radiation or the chemotherapy. And she wanted to do it natural.
Yeah. Whenever that happens, I just have to tell you this. Like, I am a big fan. There are places she can go. She wants to go that route. She can go. There's some clinics in Mexico right over the line outside of San Diego. And there's some great clinics in Europe. There's even one down in South Florida, where close to where we are, that could be very helpful. But here's the thing, and I respect that, because with my background in a lot of the natural-based treatments and complementary-based, you know, having two other doctorates and that, I respect it because I understand the mindset behind it, okay? It's just that when she's in a place like that, I'm just a big fan, no matter what, of having a good oncologist on board or oncology team and looking at treatment options. If she doesn't want to go the traditional route, I get it. But at least have I hope she keeps a good team that will monitor her regardless. And if she wants to do the natural things, look, her eating habits and all that strategies are going to be very important. Her routine every day, her mindset and her lifestyle routine will become the basis for her health. That's what's going to help provide the greatest stability for her. And that's what she needs to focus in on more than anything is to have that, build that, and make that happen. So I would encourage you more than anything to encourage her. I guess stand in and be her cheerleader along the way and really make that happen. So I would encourage you to do that. But get with us. You're going to need to take her to a clinic that does all the alternative methods, because it's not me just sitting here going, okay, have her drink 3 green smoothies a day and that's going to be awesome. I mean, this is lymphoma. I mean, it's a big deal. Okay. It's not that simple. She needs to be under direct guidance with a team of physicians that they work with her day in and day out and have got a strategic game plan together, because that's serious and you need that. And you need them combined with an oncology team that is, everybody's on the same team. Like, you need to get everybody on the same page. And if they're not, everybody needs to respect each other enough to get close to the same page for her sake and not have a bunch of drama. So that's my biggest take, is to get started and get a good natural team around her that she can feel confident in that will walk with her during the process, because she's going to need that. Okay. Keep me posted on how that goes. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. Give us a call or go to the website, go to asarx.com. 9 habits that people have when they have a healthy relationship to exercise, okay? So much like thinking carefully about food, there are people that think about their exercise, and that's a good thing. So people with healthy relationships, they did a study at Ohio State University Sports Medicine Center in the sports psychology section, and they said balanced exercise finds middle ground for many people. And I think so. I believe that. So people with healthy relationships to exercise know the difference between a good burn and a true pain. So you hear so much about the no pain, no gain attitude and no days off and all that. Well, there's some truth to that. But I think we can really redefine what pain is. You feel like you've worked out hard, but you get fatigued and there's that second day soreness. That's fine. But feeling discomfort in your joints where there's actual pain can be serious. And that's when your body's telling you, hey, you might need to back down just a little bit. Might need to take some rest days a little bit. Give the body a break just a little bit more. So when it turns to pain and exhausted, they know it's time to skip a sweat session. It's the same as chocolate cake. So chocolate cake's great. It's delicious. And you want to have another piece, but you know it's not good for you. So you need to stop eating it, like now. No matter how much you love working out, there's such a thing as too much exercise. And people with the healthiest relationship to exercise really enjoy the off days. I mean, that is the truth. You got to schedule off days and have what we call days off. Like, I tell people, like, it's like you're working out today. I'm like, no, it's my off day. And they kind of look at you like it's funny. Like, most people just have a bunch of off days and they struggle to get in a couple of workout days. But it's like I would work out 24/7. I just don't let myself, because I know after rest and recovery. And the rest and recovery is just as important as the workouts themselves. It's like if you don't rest and recover, your workouts are just going to be awful. And you're going to break your body down. Because exercise breaks your body down anyway. It doesn't build it up. Everybody thinks you build muscle. You don't. You tear it all down. And then nutrition and the rest builds it up. Okay? It's the opposite of what people think. So taking rest days means you have a healthy relationship with exercise. Being planned with your rest days, that's a big deal. So people that have a good relationship with exercise, too, they don't exercise to eat. They eat to exercise. That's a big difference. So have you ever seen, and I hear this a lot, you'll see women that love junk food. So they'll go run an hour on the treadmill every day and then go pound donuts and all this comfort food. And they do all that exercise so they can eat the comfort food. But the reality is it's not the way to think. You want to get your fuel so you eat. You want to eat calories and proteins and fats and carbohydrates because you want to have good workouts, because you want to fuel your body in a way where it can thrive and really do well. So that's got to be a kind of a foundational piece for you. You've got to have that kind of mindset so that when you're doing this, that you'll get in the right kind of mental space with where you are. Otherwise, you're going to just, you'll do that. You'll eat whatever and you'll exercise just to, because you're thinking in your mind, well, I exercise a lot so I can eat kind of what I want, right? Like when I was 20. But that's not good for your health, because if you eat a bunch of junk food, as you know, your body can only take what you give it to make the cells. And it's either going to make good new healthy cells or it's not. So that's kind of the game plan you got to start with. They go with the flow, so if you miss a workout, you're not freaking out. And if you miss your workout time, you're not freaking out. Your whole world doesn't revolve around it. I struggle with that. I definitely do. So I'm a regimented person. I like routine, and I like, I set my goals for the day. I don't like anything to be disrupted. So, you know, that's something I've always struggled with, too, is going with the flow. They know for a fact what they like. So, like, I know I don't like running. I'll make myself do it periodically. But, you know, I like lifting weights. So I lean into that. Especially when life gets stressful, I'll stick with just the weights because it's something I enjoy. And then when I want to push myself to swim or to run or to do some of those other cardio fitness activities, then I'll do that. But more than anything, I really stick with what I like. So I always tell people, find what you like. If it's racquetball, cool, play racquetball 5 days a week. If it's pick up basketball, then go do that. If it gets your body moving, then go do it. But it's good to mix things up, too. Don't forget. So somebody that's got a good, healthy relationship with exercise, they'll mix up how they do things. You don't want to get stuck in a routine, because routines can cause you more trouble than it's worth, and they can be a little bit challenging. You do it on your terms. So it's not about what somebody else is doing. You actually do exercise on your terms, which is a big deal. And they always seek support. So you seek support from others, from accountability, from those that you believe in, that you kind of walk with. You get that encouragement from others. And then they do it for the mental benefits, too. We know in study after study after study, stress and anxiety and depression, healthy exercisers feel all this. They have all these kind of symptoms, or they have all these, they know the benefits come from that. So that's one big piece you want to look at, is the mental aspect, the endorphins that you get, the confidence that you get, the sense of accomplishment that you get. All of that comes from exercise. And if you have a healthy relationship, you know all these things. Like, all these factors play a role. And all these factors will make a final piece about how well your body's doing and how well you're going to progress. See, all that makes a big difference. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. If you haven't got a free copy of the book, I encourage you to go to myfreehealthbook.com and you can pick up a copy of the book for free. We're giving it to you for free, the hardback copy. All you got to do is cover a little bit of the shipping. Okay? A little shipping, handling fee, whatever. But we're doing that because we believe in you, okay? And we really want to help you get started on your health journey and to help you really get to that next level. I mean, it all starts with the daily steps, the baby steps every single day. It starts there. And until we get started with those steps and the way we think and the way we act and the way we treat ourselves, it all starts with that. So until you start there, nothing is going to change. Nothing will change unless you change. That's it. That's the absolute key. is to focus in on that. So we want to help you. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. If you haven't got the podcast, go there. Subscribe to it, the ACE-RX Experience.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
AAA 283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is Asa RX. You're with us. So glad you're here. This is the show that helps you live your potential and become the best version of you. I like that. Let's get over to the phones and talk to Alba. Hi, Alba.
I just wanted to check out the green tea, because I'm tired some, and he said he just drinks it all the time, and I just wanted to see what kind of tea it is.
I do drink it all the time, and we here at my company drink green tea all the time. So I'll tell you, green tea is really good. The brand doesn't really matter, I guess is what I'm getting at. It's more about the organic versus non-organic. I really like the organic teas better. The loose leaf teas are great. They're really coming on board. You're seeing those at regular supermarkets instead of having to go to these specialty tea shops. Like, they're carrying it now, which is really cool. But you can get the metal little clasp where you can make your own tea. That's a great way to do it. I would encourage you, though, green tea, just make sure it's organic. You don't have to do the matcha green tea and all that. I mean, those are good, and they're beneficial. You got all kinds of health benefits to it. But you don't have to just do that. I mean, you can really do well. Just getting green tea in on a regular basis is going to be helpful to your health overall. But be cautious a little bit, too, because if you do have any form of autoimmune condition, sometimes green tea can aggravate that. So it can impact one of the arms that we have with immune system function. And if it affects that, that's where it becomes a challenge. So I would encourage you, on that note, to really, really look at it and kind of build from there, okay? Because what you don't want to do, and this is, drinking green tea every day is much better, I think, than drinking coffee every day. But you don't want to be drinking something that could impact your health in the opposite direction, and it can. So some people can handle it well, and some people can't. Now, an option, if you can't, is white tea. White tea has a lot of the polyphenols, the antioxidants, and the benefits that green tea does. A lot of people don't know that, but it does. It's really good. Thanks for that call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Listen, you can call us anytime. If you want it to be in private, you want me to answer in private, we can do that and not make it part of the show. We get lots of people that want that, so just let us know what you need help with, and we can help. If you haven't got to one of our lifestyle providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe just like we do, all the same nutrition and lifestyle planning that we talk about. So this is provider-guided, personalized nutrition. Okay, no more blind nutrition where you're just guessing. This is provider-guided, doctor-guided, personalized nutrition to help you itemize and figure out exactly where the deficiencies are in your body, what's weak, what's strong, why your body ever broke down in the first place. A lot of times when you have a lot of these metabolic conditions like cardiovascular disease, or if you have diabetes, or you're obese, or you have depression or arthritis, a lot of these things, if you back it up, back that thing up, if you back it up, then you'll see that a lot of the root cause of that is more nutritional deficiencies in nature. And that's usually the case. So coming up with a good regimented game plan for that is good. It all starts, too. You can get a copy of our book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com and get a copy. We'll send it to you. Absolutely free. I'll pay for the book. I'll send it to you. Just cover a little bit of the shipping costs. Okay? You do that, and we're good. And we'll help you get started with whatever you need. Because your health's your greatest wealth. You know that, right? You know that nobody's going to take responsibility for your health but you? Nobody. So you have to take responsibility for your health. And if you do that, what's cool about it is you won't have to stay where you are. A lot of people get frustrated because they think they got to stay. You don't have to stay where you are. The body changes constantly. And you're constantly regenerating cells which I think is amazing. So your body you had last year technically is not the same one you have this year. Sharon in Alberta, Canada says, my husband has a really bad issue with gout. What can I do to help it? All right, gout is no fun. So gout is one of those conditions that you really have to watch because it sneaks up on you. Because if you're not doing blood tests to figure out if the body's not breaking things down with uric acid, which who does that? Who does a bunch of uric acid tests? Nobody. So if you can see the uric acid test, then it would show you that it's rising and you'd probably catch it early. But many times gout, you don't catch it till the symptoms are there. And then bam, your big toe hurts, your joint, your ankle swells, your wrist, elbow, and you're in like massive pain, right? So gout is nothing more than the body's inability to break down proteins, purines. It doesn't break it down well. So what do you do? Well, first you've got to look at how do you get the body to break it down. Things like apple cider vinegar are really good. Proteolytic enzymes are great, which you take away from meals. And protease, which helps to break down the proteins. These are all beneficial and can help out tremendously when it comes to this kind of condition. So it's a huge deal with gout. Now, the other thing, too, is cherry juice. This is one you don't want to forget, all right? Tart cherry juice is, in all the studies, really beneficial for gout. Matter of fact, you can do like 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons a day of tart cherry juice, and that's going to help in a massive way create what you're looking for, okay? It's great. Plus, it helps with sleep patterns and so many other things. But cherry juice is great for gout because it helps to get in and break up a lot of the purines. And you can do just a little shot, almost like a shot glass of it at night. I like to take it at night for bed because it's got natural melatonin in it, which puts you into a deeper stage of sleep. And that gets you into, of course, the deeper sleep you get, the better rest you're going to be for the next day. And the more your body can recover. But it's got components in it, in the cherry juice, that will support and build the joints. So it doesn't matter where the gout's attacking. Remember, it's not just gout. It's the absorption and the nutrition and the way that it's breaking the body, the way the enzymes are breaking down in the body. So you want to make sure that everything's working the way it needs to. Otherwise, it'll be a challenge. And that's where we need to start. We need to get that figured out more than anything else. So I would encourage you to look at that. Okay? Because cherry juice, tart cherry juice, not with a bunch of added sugar, but the tart cherry juice can be super helpful. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Mr. Fig, also Derek Allen, and our chief engineer, John Garrison. And the rest of the team, go tell one person something you learned on the show. That's the key, is to tell somebody something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you live your potential and become the best version of you. This is Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.